This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the prestigious Sonamarg Tunnel in Ganderbal district of Jammu and Kashmir. The project has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. The tunnel will provide all weather connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh, promoting tourism and giving boost to defence logistics in the region. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Jammu and Kashmir is becoming a hub of tunnels, high bridges and ropeways. The Prime Minister asserted that work is in progress on road connectivity projects worth more than 42,000 crore rupees.
Jammu Kashmir mein road connectivity se jude hi 42,000 crore rupees se jyada ke project par kaam chal raha hai. Char national highway project, do ring road par kaam teji se jari hai. Sonamarg jaisi 14 se jyada tunnels par yahan kaam chal raha hai. ये सारे प्रोजेक्ट जम्मू कश्मीर को देश के सबसे कनेक्टेड सूबे में से एक बनाने वाले हैं.
Underlining the significant contribution of the tourism sector to India's journey towards becoming a developed nation, the Prime Minister remarked that improved connectivity will allow tourists to reach previously unexplored areas of Jammu and Kashmir. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today held talks with Spanish Foreign Affairs Minister Jose Manuel Albares in Madrid. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he had a productive conversation on bilateral partnership, including in trade, investment, defence, security, urban development, railways, among others, took place during the meeting. The minister added that India appreciates Spain as a votary for stronger India-EU ties and a reliable Mediterranean partner. Dr. Jayashankar noted that both countries signed agreements on sports and sustainable urban development. He also said that the exchanges throughout this year will strengthen Indo-Spanish ties and create new momentum for cooperation. India signed a Hajj Agreement 2025 with Saudi Arabia. The agreement was inked between Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Saudi Arabia's Minister for Hajj and Umrah, Taufik bin Farzan Al Rabiah, in Jeddah. The agreement secures a quota of 1,75,025 pilgrims from India for the upcoming Hajj pilgrimage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government is committed to ensuring improved pilgrimage experiences for the devotees. Over 1 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims took the holy dip in Triveni Sangam, a sacred confluence of rivers Ganga, Yamuna and mythical Saraswati today on Paush Purnima, the first day of Mahakumbh at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. At the world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, flower petals were showered from helicopters on devotees, welcoming them to the holy city. India's retail inflation eased to 4-month low of 5.22% in December, down from 5.48% in the previous month of current fiscal year, as the rate of increase in food prices slowed. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, inflation in rural areas stood at 5.76% compared to 4.58% in urban regions. Odisha has become the 34th state and union territory to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJAY. Under this scheme, health cover of 5 lakh rupees per year is provided for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization of every family. National Health Authority and Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Odisha, signed a memorandum of understanding in New Delhi today in this regard. India started their Kho-Kho World Cup 2025 campaign with a thrilling victory over Nepal 42-37 in their Group A encounter tonight. The match held at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi proved to be an exciting contest, setting the tone for the tournament. Winning the toss, Indian men's team led by Pratik Vaikar got off to a strong start, scoring 24 points in the first run. And with that, we end this news bulletin.